producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another original live global transmission. We'll be here for the next 2 hours. It is Sunday, the 27th day of September 2015. I am your host, Alex Jones. David Knight and Jakari Jackson are both in Philadelphia, where a foreign leader of state, a religious leader, is calling for open borders and engage in domestic political operations inside the United States. We're told we have separation of church and state in this country. That's been twisted to where the government controls and issues licenses to religion, to churches, and turns them into charitable organizations, and then tells them that they can't have any views, whether it's abortion, open borders, gun control, you name it, if those ideas are conservative or libertarian. But if you are the Marxist Pope Francis and a foreign head of state, you can come here as a sovereign and pontificate endlessly to the public, manipulating our internal politics. And universally, from Fox News to CNN, we're told there can be no criticism of Francis and that he's not being political. That's the talking point. He's not being political. He's not being political. He just wants carbon taxes and world government and open borders and higher taxes on the middle class. He's not being political. He's not being political. Did we tell you he's not being political? Let me tell you one more time. He's not being political. So David Knight and Jakari Jackson with their final report from the road covering the Pope and his entire U.S. Whirlwind tour of the East Coast, D.C., New York, and now Pennsylvania. We're going to be breaking that down. And then to really look at political persecution in this country, I was thinking about it the last few days, and I think I'm going to make a mini-documentary on the subject and then investigate some of the people in these different federal agencies and really burrow into their activities and call for congressional investigations of them, like we've done Lois Lerner and others, like we called for the downing of Boehner, spearheaded that operation. We're very proud of it with Congressman Jones and others. You see how that went. I thought that we should look at some of the political persecution with Joe Bannister, former Treasury agent, who went public exposing that the IRS is a fraud. They indicted him repeatedly for his free speech. And speaking of free speech, the UN releases plan to push for worldwide internet censorship. They plan to have the SEC and FTC here in America end free speech. We'll be breaking that report down. This is from Breitbart. The UN wants to censor the entire internet to save feminist feelings. And they actually say in congressional and UN committee hearings that cyber violence is translated towards women being criticized in any way on the internet. And this is the new cultural Marxism going on at university. I was talking to a liberal that I've known since college who was going back to college. He's a Hollywood film editor, but he got tired of that, and so he wants to get a doctorate and then a PhD in psychology. And he was telling me about UT and just how he's like, no, liberalism is we hear all points of view. And they're like, no, we bring down the patriarchy and white males. They are evil. You are a white male. You are inherently evil. Well, no, that sounds like racism to me. Oh, really? We'll just have the dean put you on academic suspension, academic probation. This is what America is, totalitarianism wrapped in political correctness. There's nothing politically correct or liberal about it. It is classical, tyrannical, mafia takeover. And speaking of censorship, in England, if you try to do a radio show, TV show, or blog criticizing radical Islam, you get arrested. Same thing in Germany. Anti-ISIS artwork banned from free speech event after outcry from London police. And what is the artwork? You ever go to like Michael's or Hobby Lobby? It's those little animals, little raccoons, little rabbits. They put some of them in black uniforms with an Al-Qaeda flag, and that's just not allowed. So they were shut down. You're not allowed to have that. You're not allowed to have that.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us on this 27th day of September 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. David Knight and Jakari Jackson will be joining us at the bottom of the hour as they cover Pope Francis's historic political operation here in America to open the borders and bring in global government and sell a carbon tax and more. He's also anti-gun, even though he's protected by men with guns. That is coming up. And then, of course, we are going to have former Treasury agent who blew the whistle on the fact that the Federal Reserve is a private run-for-profit organization, and the Treasury Department's fully aware of that. He's going to be joining us to talk about political persecution in this country, which has admittedly reached all-time highs with Lois Lerner and the IRS and the internal memos coming out that they were told to target more than 10,000 conservative, Christian, libertarian, veteran, and gun groups. And they haven't gotten in trouble for the incredible criminal activities that dwarf thousands of times what Richard Nixon did. Richard had 120-something names, Nixon did, that he didn't even act on in a safe with their IRS records. And that was criminal. He should have stepped down for it. They openly engage in mass criminal operations. They give out tens of thousands of tax exemptions to liberal, socialist, and communist groups, and in the last 5 years have given out one tax exemption to a conservative group. That's the way to shut down political speech. Then you have Pope Francis come in, endorse Obama, call for open borders, call for carbon taxes, call for global government, call for everything else you can imagine, completely political. Where's the IRS being sicked on the Catholic Church for that activity? But again, that's a fraud and then a fraud, because Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or the press or the people's right to peacefully assemble for redress of grievances. That's the First Amendment. Congress has no jurisdiction. It's just come in and taken over the churches and bullied them if they are not socialist, if they're not communist. But if they are, then Reverend Wright can get up there tax exempt and say, GD America, GD the police, GD free market, down with America. Oh, yeah. Well, here's how it works. I've got my free speech if I was a church, and Wright's got his free speech. That's how that works. See, because Congress has no jurisdiction. But instead, they just continued their jurisdiction. They just expanded it to engage in this giant power grab. And we have huge attacks on free speech that are simply incredible on the Internet, you name it, being announced. But first, I want to get to Hillary Clinton. She spent years blocking the release of her servers. Then she said they all got erased. Just like Lois Lerner said, it turned out, of course, they'd ordered them erased, but there were backups up in the cloud. And so now they found huge caches of other emails where she's talking to Petraeus about classified things. And Petraeus, over some files at his home office, had to step down and had to basically plead guilty to felonies but then time served. And I'm not defending Petraeus, but compared to Hillary, it's like having a crooked toenail, and then Hillary is barbecuing children, and then she doesn't get in trouble. I mean, it is totally two different worlds. And now she just can't explain why she has these other emails that she says she didn't have. And then she shoots her mouth off and says it's a conspiracy theory. I'm convinced that if robbers were walking out of your house with your jewels, your computers, your artwork, whatever, and if they just said to the average trendy, you said, hey, quit robbing my house. Oh, you're a conspiracy terrorist. Well, wait, you've got a television set in your hands, a computer in your hands. You're putting them in a van. You've got masks on. It's 2 a.m. They just go, conspiracy theory. You go, whoa, you're right. It's all yours. Absolutely correct. I mean, that's the game they play. But it was the Clintons, we learned from their Clinton Library lawsuits with Joseph Farah and WorldNet Daily. There they were in 93 when they first get in, going, we've got to shut down the new growing press. The Internet's going to allow a new independent press before Drudge even existed. We've got to shut down things like the Western Journalism Center and Joseph Farah. And we've got to instruct all our operatives in the media, when anyone challenges anything we say, call it a conspiracy theory. Hey, everybody else wasn't making money in cattle futures. You invested $1,000 and got hundreds of thousands. Hey, all the people that worked for you are getting killed. Hey, there's all these... Shut up, conspiracy theorist. Hey, you gave missile secrets to communist China. It's all admitted. Conspiracy theory, conspiracy theory, conspiracy theory. So this is what they engage in. You've got Hillary taking hundreds of millions of dollars from foreign governmental leaders, totally illegal, to her foundation while she's the head of the State Department, and then she removes the import-export ban on U.S. weapons to those countries. I mean, open and shut, giant, mega-massive felonies in front of everyone, and nothing's being done. No, instead, they have the FBI and others investigating every Tea Party group, every conservative group, every libertarian group, putting Dinesh D'Souza in prison, going after thousands of Christian groups. It is a reign of Hitlerian terror. But the Democratic Party in this country gets off on the criminal behavior. They're thugs now. They're an organized crime syndicate, and the average minion likes it. Even as their unemployment goes up, even as they lose their jobs, even as they're sold out, doubling black unemployment, love it. Because they feel like they're part of the winning team. Clinton can't explain discrepancy from newly discovered email exchange with Petraeus. This is Meet the Press, here talking to one of her own former operatives that's interviewing her, and she tells him it's a conspiracy theory. Here's the first clip.
You had said in a written statement under oath that you had turned over everything that you believed you had for the federal records with those 55,000 emails, but we've now discovered an email chain between then-General Petraeus and yourself that took place a couple of months before these records started. Can you explain the discrepancy there? Because it was the same email address that you used while at State that you were using with General Petraeus just 2 months before you had said everything was out there.
Well, everything that we had access to was certainly out there. And the reason we know about the email chain with General Petraeus is because it was on a government server. And so from my perspective, we have a very thorough review process that we conducted. And my attorney supervised it. They went through everything. And what we had available at the time was turned over.
But I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, if you'd said in March that the email system began in March of 09, and yet we have the same email address popping up in January, what explain that discrepancy?
There was a transition period. You know, I wasn't that focused on my email account, to be clear here.
Let me stop you there.
Yeah.
You weren't focused on it.
Right. Except
her body language is just total thug mafia scum. Lisa Jackson at the EPA had another secret email and pen names as well, known to plumes. And she had to step down because it's criminal. Okay? I want criminal charges against these people. It's so obvious. Now let's go ahead and go to the next clip where she calls the conspiracy theory that she ever did anything wrong. Here it is.
100, because they were clearly personal and not work-related.
Can you respond to an alternative explanation that has sort of circulated?
Another conspiracy theory?
Questioning an online.
That perhaps the reason you wanted to have a private server and not a government server is that Republicans have been coming after you for years.
Mm-hmm.
You may have been running for president in the future, and you wanted to make it a little more difficult for congressional investigators to subpoena your government emails and a little more difficult for Freedom of Information requests. Is that a fair theory or no?
It's totally ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
That never crossed my mind. And in fact, since more than 90% of my work-related emails were on the system, they are subject to FOIA or any other request. That's how the...
So she didn't have a private email with secret stuff on it to hide it from anybody. Of course not. Oh, no. Never. Didn't have a second set of books. Ha ha. She just sits there and shakes her head. This is the person that ran Benghazi. This is the person involved in Fast and Furious directing so much of it. This is the person involved in so many criminal activities. And she just sits there because she's a woman and is wearing a pink dress. She's allowed to commit crimes. Just like Obama is part black, so supposedly everyone must bow down and let him arrest members of the press, persecute whistleblowers at a level never before seen, and engage in all sorts of insider trading and crimes. It's all okay because they're the good politically correct people, and the Republicans are blackmailed, so they just lay down to it all.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGTHEM.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at scorebig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2424, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's scorebig.com, promo code 2424.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Know why the establishment hates us? It's that Infowars.com, the radio show, the nightly news, our entire media operation, the films we produce, the social media, reaches hundreds of millions of people conservatively every year. Just our reach on social media, according to Google Analytics, is 1.6 billion every month. That's people that see our materials, see our links. It doesn't mean they necessarily click on it. Conservatively, it's in the hundreds of millions that actually read it, look at it, see it. And we're able to take stories that sound completely outlandish, that have no believability, take the evidence, hammer it, and get serious people to investigate it and look at it. And 5 years, 4.5 years after we exposed the plan to destabilize Libya, to put al-Qaeda in charge, 3 years after we exposed the fact that they wanted to bring down Assad to put in a Saudi Arabian caliphate, that's now mainstream news. Over and over again, you can directly trace back where a story is forced out and breaks through to Infowars.com. I'm not bragging. I'm stating why we're in danger, why we're being demonized, why we're being attacked, why we need your prayers and supports. We are the tip of the spear. Drudge Report is able to take stories even more often than we are, many times more often, that are even mainstream, alternative, foreign, or evidentiary, smoking gun-type legal documents, and post them or link to them, and then force a debate as well. And that's what the mainstream media, the dinosaur media, the prostitute media, the collaborator media, the globalist media, the traitor media, the trash media, the Decepticon media, that's what they hate. Is they want to set the agenda on Caitlyn Jenner and on Dr. Dre. They want to set the agenda on NFL football. They want to be able to set the agenda on how beautiful Michelle Obama's dress is and how gracious she is and how she hung the moon. But more and more, not just Drudge, not just InfoWars, not just WorldNet Daily, not just places even like Breitbart or Glenn Beck, even though I disagree with some of the things those folks do, overall the globalists hate them. They don't have it out for America. They want to support the Republic. They want free market. They want a free country. They're good guys. There's some social, corporate, business rivalries, at least on their side, not with Drudge or WorldNet Daily, but with Beck and others. But I don't care because I'm up against pure tyranny. I know what the stakes are, so I'm going to promote anybody that's standing up for freedom. Because let me tell you, it's good to have other people out putting this info out. Because if they can shut down Rush Limbaugh, if they can shut down Matt Drudge, if they can shut down InfoWars, if they can shut down Glenn Beck, and believe me, they've had dirty tricks against him, if they can do that, they can shut anybody down. And a new age of incredible censorship is now here. And that's why in the face of it, we're accelerating what we're doing and doubling down telling the truth. Because the time is short. The reason they're moving ahead with bold censorship and dirty tricks and harassment is because people are listening. People are waking up. It's because we're effective. We're popular. We're a threat. We're empowering people. And the system doesn't like that at all. Here's Donald Trump. Trump, GOP rivals want to start World War III over Syria. We should let Russia fight Islamic State. He goes on to say in the speech, why are we helping ISIS? From this show 3.5 years ago to Donald Trump's lips. And I'm just showing the power of this broadcast. You know, Donald Trump's pointed out our video while he was visiting South Texas. While he's there, they're shipping. Can we show that in the background? InfoWars reporters catch drug smuggling with the big boxes being shipped in. Right while Trump's there, we'll roll that for TV viewers. Again, we're a radio/TV show. We just tuned in. 60 Minutes with Vladimir Putin. He said Assad combats terrorism. U.S. is backing fighters and joining ISIL. We should welcome a common platform for collective action against the terrorist. And here's the big bombshell news, folks. A Chinese aircraft carrier, according to Israeli newspapers, docked 2 days ago on the coast at a major port city of Syria and offloaded heavy weapons and 1,000 Marines. Putin says U.S. proxy war in Syria violates international law. Russian leader declares U.S. is supporting terrorist organizations on 60 Minutes. That's InfoWars.com. Continuing, Trump, GOP rivals, again, want to start World War III over Syria. We should let Russia fight Islamic State. Continuing, Chinese aircraft carrier reportedly docks at Tartus, Syria. Chinese fighter jets, helicopters to assist Russians in battle against U.S.-backed proxies. Folks, it's not U.S.-backed proxies. America has been captured by foreign, ruthless banks that are playing every country off against each other to consolidate power, implode the nation state, bankrupt the individual, destroy the family, and bring in a one-world technocratic police state on its ashes, in their own words. France goes on to admit its airstrikes are actually helping to try to bring down Assad. Yeah, half the time they actually bomb government forces. So that's some of the news on that front. Meanwhile, 1 in 3 Syrian refugees have fake IDs, German authorities admit, RT. That's who they're bringing into the West, is a bunch of jihad fighters that got beaten by Assad and the Russians in Syria. They're all out of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and other countries. Now they're pouring in with their fake IDs. ISIS said this 6 months ago, they'd use a fake immigrant wave, almost 80% all male, to invade. The West loves it because they'll stage terror attacks now, and then they'll take our liberties, our freedoms, when the terrorists strike. German nurse shocked after being forced out of her home to make way for refugees. She lived in a government-sponsored home. A lot of Germans live in these houses where they pay, but it's subsidized because they're a government worker. Oh, you've got to get out now because we got to make way for the Syrians and others. Having lived in the same flat for 16 years, a German woman is being forced to move out to make way for refugees because building a new shelter is too expensive. The 51-year-old nurse who helped asylum seekers in the past was shocked by the news. That's in the Die Welt newspaper. A whole bunch of European countries, they're now making them pay taxes for the foreigners, and in Sweden, having them move into your home under orders. That's the next level of political correctness. Quartering not foreign troops, as the Constitution bans, in your house, but foreigners. Here, the Democrats get the anchor babies, the illegals, they get, in groups of three. Each house takes 3 people. You get $7,000 a month, and then the Democrats just basically make their living off that. An organized crime takeover. As the Border Patrol admitted, their job is now to complete the smuggling process. So that's some of the news on that front. We're going to shift gears into the full-on globalist assault. Pope Francis and his final blitzkrieg leg, calling for open borders, gun control, carbon taxes, and world government. Doesn't exist, but he's calling for it. Another one of those conspiracy theories that just came true. We just had all the documents. It was already true. Didn't come true. You just know it's true now. We'll have our reporters from Philadelphia joining us. Stay with us. many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Mason Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So we're seeing a war on free speech all over the world. We're seeing a war on internet freedom. We're seeing open announcements of global government carbon taxes to be collected by the IMF, World Bank, and Ex-Im Bank, which will then be paid to private carbon companies literally owned by Barack Obama, George Soros, Al Gore, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and others. The Chicago Mercantile Carbon Exchange is partially owned by Obama and Valerie Jarrett and the rest of them. The European subsidiaries are openly owned by the Rothschild Bank. Just type in Rothschild's own European carbon trading. Blood and gore. It, and by the way, that is a pun, but that's really the name of it. It's Gore and Blood, not Blood and Gore, is the name of the carbon trading firm in London that is the main carbon trading operation for the UK, set to make hundreds of billions of dollars itself. Financial Times of London, if all this goes through. And the Pope is there calling for it. Nothing to do with the environment. Say we need global government to tackle air pollution, which is carbon dioxide and water vapor. But no talk about China or India cutting air pollution that is off the chart compared to ours. No. But it's okay because the whole liberal media and every Democrat just says, I'm not even a Christian or a Catholic, but I love this Pope. But arrest any conservative churches that criticize Obama. Have the IRS go after him. Why, your church can't criticize abortion? That's political. We're going to take your 501c3 that didn't exist till the 50s, which turns your church into a charity and violates the First Amendment. How does Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof? How does that mean the government tells the churches what they can and can't say? But, oh, the Catholic Church and the bishops can call for open borders. And the Pope, I've got his quotes here, can chastise Donald Trump and America for not taking enough people and not paying enough money when the Catholic Church won't pay for one anchor baby. And they got 177 million acres worldwide, upwards of $200 trillion in assets, and the first or second largest landowners in the world, and they're going to tell middle-class America, you didn't do enough. They're going to tell Germany, you didn't do enough taking in Middle Easterners. You didn't do enough. And then all the poor go, yay, yay, we're now Marxist Catholics. This is the communist takeover. Literally. Coming up, the censorship of Christians, the censorship, any criticism of radical Islam, you're arrested in England. I have mainstream news. 120 days in jail, 5,000 euro fine. They've reactivated the Stasi Germany-wide. I remember reading that in the German news last week. I couldn't even believe it. The Stasi, they're reactivating them, and then they just arrest you if you criticize open borders? That's political correctness. Total flaming tyranny. It's here. They're making their move, folks. And nobody's safe. We better stand together. You grovel to this now, you bow to this now, it's over. Now, David Knight and Jakar, you're going to be flying out, I guess, in the morning. I've done a superlative job since Wednesday covering the Pope arriving in D.C., and then going to New York and the UN and now to Philadelphia to rally the third world to invade the United States, get voter ID cards and overthrow the United States, I guess, in some Marxist. I mean, I guess the Marxists and the globalists already took over the Catholic Church with a pedophile blackmail. The Guardian reported on that. And now it's time for them to take down America. So you want to see how America falls? This is it. King George couldn't defeat us, but Papa Pope can. David Knight joining us from Philadelphia. David, thank you. Give us your breakdown of what we're witnessing.
David Knight, Infowars.com here in Philadelphia. Next, we have a world meeting of families, and earlier in the day, the Pope went to a prison. Those two might be connected if there was any justice. He would be visiting some of his priests in prison, but he didn't. Actually, there are some high-ranking officials here in Philadelphia. We have the most high-ranking church official ever to go to prison. He went to prison, Alex, for conspiracy. Conspiracy to cover up what these priests underneath them were doing. They've had a long history of moving priests around who were known. They caught them abusing children. Instead of reporting them to the authorities or even kicking them out of the church, they would move them to another location. Now, he said today earlier that God weeps about the sexual abuse of children.
Yeah, God weeps for him covering it up.
Yes. He said, we're going to do something about it. Well, he hasn't done anything about it for 2.5 years as Pope. Nothing at all about it for 2.5 years. Let me tell you, it was here in Philadelphia just 4 years ago. Archbishop Regali retired, went to Tennessee because the entire archdiocese had been indicted for cover-ups. Now, that same bishop joined this Pope, not once but twice on this trip as a VIP. That's how contrite, how torn up this Pope is about this scandal. They have been covering this up. There are thousands of cases of abuse. In this particular case, there were over three dozen priests that were involved in this. Now, prior to this, the prior archbishop here in Philadelphia was, who's now deceased. In that particular case, they had some secret archives. That's what they called it. Secret archives had a list of over 36 priests that were known pedophiles. And they had next to their names the dates of which they had committed the crimes so they would know when the statute of limitations was out. That's how cold and calculated they are with this, Alex. And it undermines, I think we need to understand this, because he comes here to put a moral authority on all the things that you just
mentioned. When he's really the king of the pedophiles. And,
exactly.
And they used the pedophilia takeover for the Marxist infiltration of the church to now overthrow it. So now they're not blackmailing. The media is not bringing up pedophilia anymore because the Catholic Church is now anti-family, pro-abortion, world government pushing. They can now back off. You can see the takeover.
Absolutely. And Alex, you have to understand, too, the same trick that we see the politicians use all the time. If you're going to create an act of tyranny, if you're going to legalize martial law, you call it the Patriot Act. If you're going to hide the fact that of what they're putting into your food, you call it the Safe and Accurate Labeling Act. Okay, they always do exactly the opposite. So this master politician, this Pope, comes to the very city where they've had the greatest reported incidences of child abuse by the clergy. He comes here and he holds a world meeting of families right on this site. I mean, how much colder, more hypocritical can you be than that?
I just know all these immigrants better watch bringing their kids around these folks.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. There's, you know, if he's going to do something, he needs to. If he's going to talk about morality, he needs to clean up his own house first. It is absolutely amazing.
He needs to get the bean out of his eye before we get the speck out of ours.
Yes, yes. We're going to try to meet with some spokesperson who've been, there's a survivors of abuse by priests. It's the Survivors Network, SNAP, SNAP. We're going to try to meet with some of them this evening to try to get information about them, because this is very deep. There's a lot of detail involved, but I have to say there are literally thousands of cases of child abuse.
Sure. Well, this is a formula. In the last 100 years, the globalists put the pedophile networks, they do this every institution, in. They slowly took over. I'm not defending the previous church, it's a fact. And now the Marxist globalist cabal has taken it over and now dropped the whole thing. Because it's mission complete. They took over with the corruption of the church. They're now in charge, and they've got their Jesuit Pope in there preaching the opposite of Pope John Paul II. I mean, I couldn't criticize Pope John Paul II because he was anti-communist, pro-family. I'm not saying he was perfect, but now you see this new Pope. I mean, either the old popes are bad and this guy's good, or he's bad and they were good, because there's such a separation.
Yeah, they're polar opposites. Now, he's made a couple of statements. They're very vague. They're very general. And just, you know, in terms of talking about the abuse, as I mentioned, you know, God weeps, and this is a horrific thing. But nothing specific. He's taken no action. And as I reported before, prior today, the only time he had talked about this was to tell the clergy that he was sorry that they had their reputations sullied. Well, they should be sorry.
Stay there. David Knight, I want to come back and have you recap the last 5-6 days you've covered with Jakari. Overall, how successful you think this giant propaganda offensive against America has been. And then we'll get Jakari Jackson's take on it as well. But great job the last 5-6 days. We'll be back. And in the second hour, political persecution. We're going to take a close look. And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
For the sexual abuse of children, these cannot be maintained in secret. And I commit to a careful oversight to ensure that youth are protected and that all responsible will be held accountable.
That's quite a claim when all they've been doing, and since he got in a few years ago, is continuing the cover-up. Where are the prosecutions? Where are the indictments? Where are the people being defrocked? It's not happening. And this is how the Catholic Church got turned into what it is today. Just like Congress is full of pedophile rings, just like Penn State's a giant pedophile ring, just like continually we see this. The Texas Youth Commission, it turned out, was run by a bunch of pedophiles. I mean, they can take over any institution. It's very, very dangerous. I'm not singling out Catholics here, but now the Catholic Church is an open weapon against free market. The carbon taxes the Pope had pushed for, Lord Monckton broke the numbers down many years ago, would kill about 1 billion people in the third world in a decade who are right at this subsistence level. We already have 40 million people a year starved to death. This is deindustrialization. This is neo-feudalism. David Knight, recapping the last 5-6 days of your coverage. Then we're going to get a breakdown report from Jakari Jackson on the security theater.
Yeah, Alex, it's been amazing, and I got to say, very, very disappointing to see the masses of crowds, to see the mainstream media reporting on this. Today, earlier, they interviewed a police officer on the road. There's just National Guard and Army strung out all along the road. It's just amazing. And so, at the end of the interview, they said, "Thank you so much for your service." They're not serving us. They're not serving us. They are setting up a police state each time there's an event, whether it's the Super Bowl, the Pope coming, every time they go up to another level.
It gets bigger. It gets more out of control. It's the suspension of our rights, just easing us in to the tyranny.
And nowhere has it been worse, Alex, than here in Philadelphia. My wife sent me articles earlier in the week. She said, "Oh, you better be careful when you get to Philadelphia. It's going to be incredibly crazy." I said, "Yeah, tell me about it. We're here in Washington. We're here in New York." I said, "Everybody likes to brag now about how wonderful and over the top their security is." Well, Philadelphia wins the prize. It was absolutely insane. They've locked down the entire city. The entire city has blockades, and you can't get a taxi cab. We got here at 10 o'clock at night. They had shut down all taxi service. We were greeted by the military telling us that we would have to walk, and hopefully they hadn't shut down the bridges yet. Well, they had shut down the bridges. So what would have been a 9-minute ride turned into a 40-minute walk, and then it turned into a 2-hour and 15-minute walk, zigzagging all over the place, not able to get through the TSA. There's remnants of TSA now right behind us.
That's total martial law when this guy comes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All of this.
It's fair to say, they don't even do this for Obama. It's fair to say the Catholic Church, run by the Marxists, is now the king of America. This was him squatting on America and showing him he rules us.
No, Alex. He's a humble man. You have to understand, this is a guy who rides a Fiat after he flies in his private jumbo jet. And that's precisely the hypocrisy that we see with this talk about God weeping about pedophiles. When he's been a pope for 2.5 years, and the archdiocese, the archbishop here, the archdiocese of Philadelphia, had to leave town, had to retire and go to Tennessee because the archdiocese itself had been indicted. He jumped out of town, but this guy brings him back and honors him as a VIP on multiple occasions on this trip. That's the hypocrisy. Talking about how transparent they're going to be. Transparent just like Obama. Transparently criminal is what it is. It's absolutely amazing to see the hypocrisy. But the thing that concerns me the most, Alex, even more so than the security, is the people's reaction to the security. The people's reaction to the Pope. The fact that, as Orwell said, the future was going to be a boot stomping in your face forever. The problem I see now is that the people who are having the boot stomped in their face want to lick it. Want to praise it, want to honor it, thank it for kicking them in the face. It is disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting to see these people acting like slaves, the mentality of these people who cannot say, "This is enough. This is crazy. This is too much. You don't need to do this." No, they can't get enough of it. And I see it from the media. I see it from the people on the streets.
This is the seduction of America. David, once you get back, we'll get you in studio. I know you're taking a few days off that are deserved. Thank you so much. We're going to pause for a moment and then go to Jakari Jackson here in just a moment. David Knight reporting from Philadelphia, the final stop after he visited Cuba and his communist lover, best buddy, friend, pen pal, Fidel Castro and Raul Castro. We're going to go to Jakari Jackson here in just a moment. First off, a bunch of specials are ending tonight. They'll end tomorrow morning, to be technical. DNA Force is our flagship product, simply amazing, most hardcore product yet from InfoWars Life. Our exclusive formula is loaded with BioPQQ compound, which is backed by 175 clinical studies. Just look into it for yourself. We've got what we can say about it approved by the lawyers at InfoWarsLife.com. It's amazing. The BioPQQ and DNA Force contains more potent antioxidant activity than vitamin C. That's something like 400 boxes of blueberries or something per serving. I mean, it's just insane. DNA Force is extremely hard to produce with our nutraceutical manufacturing process. Get 20% off DNA Force now at InfoWarsLife.com. And then you can continue and check out 20% off Brain Force. Both listeners and InfoWars crew can't stop talking about what Brain Force has done for them. Unlike some energy drinks and supplements, Brain Force uses natural activation ingredients like yerba mate extract and alpha GPC. Brain Force is InfoWarsLife.com. Already has hundreds of five-star reviews that you can read for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com. These reviews are certified by a third-party review system called Power Reviews that works with thousands of top companies. Even our chemists are freaking out about this formula. Secure your Brain Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And finally, Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2. Iodine is absolutely essential like vitamin C. I mean, if you have deficiencies in it, look into it for yourself, big problems. It's like oxygen. I know that's not FDA approved to say we need oxygen, but I can say it. You don't have oxygen, you die. Well, you got to have high quality iodine. So many people are deficient, and then research it for yourself. Find out info at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. This is the purest iodine we could find, the purest iodine that we know exists out there from deep earth sources. And it's been such a game changer for me personally, my energy, my stamina, my skin, just everything. My God, I wish I'd have gotten on high quality iodine earlier. InfoWarsLife.com. And we also, it ends on October 1st, the lowest price ever on high quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Powered by My Patriot Supply, the lowest prices they've ever offered are being given to us right now. This is the time to get storable food today. We're going to hold Jakari into the next segment. And then we're going to get Joe Bannister on with us. But Jakari, great job with your reports. We've got about 2 minutes to break, but recap for us what you've witnessed and what your big takeaway is from Pope Francis conquering, Pope Francis doing America.
Jakari Jackson reporting from Philadelphia, City Hall Station behind me, Alex. Now, when we first got in to Philadelphia, as David said, we had to walk 2 hours to our hotel, multiple checkpoints, TSA checking people's bags, every alphabet agency, local cops, everybody was out here on display. National Guard is still posted at many places around the city. And this is a perfect example of getting people to love their servitude. I've heard those quotes before. And with all the presence I just mentioned, they also have the volunteers. So people could get in on the action so they didn't feel so oppressed because, you know, little Susie who worked down at the bakery was checking their tickets. And I want to tell you how much of a security theater this is, Alex, because of all the troops, all the guardsmen, all the alphabet agencies and the volunteers, I was able to get into Independence Mall yesterday without a ticket. I didn't jump any fences. I didn't lie to anybody. I walked straight into that venue without a ticket, even though this is supposed to be the most secure place I've ever seen. Like David said, this guy has more security here in Philadelphia than Obama has in Washington.
It's like Emperor Palpatine came to town, and of course you shot footage of you going into Independence Hall. That footage is on InfoWars.com.
Yeah, no ticket. I walked straight in there. And that's the complete theater of this whole event. You know, plenty of people just think, oh, I'm going to be safe. It makes me feel better. I know, it's ridiculous. You have cement barriers. You have the bike racks in the street herding people like cattle to come out here to see this event.
Amazing. Jakari, we're going to break in a moment. What else are you going to break down when we come back?
I'm breaking down all. I'll talk about Washington, D.C., Times Square. It's easier to move around in Times Square than it was to move around here in Philadelphia. It's completely ridiculous.
Land of the free, home of the brave, Jakari Jackson reporting from Philadelphia, the second hour. Joe Bannister on the incredible political persecution going on in America and how we bring these criminals to justice and more. I'm Alex Jones. We are the tip of the spear. We are the InfoWar. 1776 is the answer to 1984.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.